USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump Friday ordered the FBI to conduct a limited supplemental background investigation into the allegations of sexual assault against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Republicans are moving forward with plans to vote. Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn says further delays in nomination could allow more accusers to go public.
There are going to be more and more people come out of the woodwork and make accusations that are uncorroborated and unprovable, as he's left hanging like a piñata, or people just come by and take another whack at him and his family.
Several undecided senators whose votes are needed to confirm Kavanaugh called for the week-long FBI probe before a floor vote. Liz Wisher, former Yale classmate of Kavanaugh, tells CNN she never saw Kavanaugh be sexually aggressive, but said that he lied to the Senate Judiciary Committee about his drinking habits, saying she used to drink with him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
Devastation in the city of Palu in Indonesia after a magnitude 7.5 earthquake triggered a tsunami. Yeni Suryani is with the Catholic Relief Services in Jakarta.
The tsunami was quite powerful. It wasn't as big as the Aceh tsunami, but it was big enough to wash the area and the constructions and the infrastructure within the few hundred meters from the coastal line.
Several hundred people are dead or missing, and the number is expected to rise. Hurricane Rosa, packing Category 3 winds, moved Friday off Mexico's Pacific coast, with forecasters expecting its swells to affect the Southern California surf this weekend. Weather Prediction Center forecaster David Roth says heavy rains will arrive across the western U.S. on Sunday.
The Hurricane Center has it coming in to Arizona, I believe, is a tropical depression. They've already issued flash flood watches for southern Nevada, far southeast California, pretty much the western half of Arizona.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Republicans have passed part of their tax cut legislation in the House, but Senate approval is not certain. With more on that, here's USA's Wendy King.
Even though the legislation is unlikely to pass in the Senate because of the slim Republican lead, GOP leaders in the House pushed for that vote because of the upcoming November midterms. That could force Democrats to vote against permanently extending the temporary tax cuts for individuals and small businesses that took effect the first part of this year. Democrats have warned that the legislation will add to the growing federal budget deficit.
California Governor Jerry Brown is vetoing a bill that would have allowed alcohol to be sold after 4 a.m. Governor Brown cited concerns of more drunk drivers as a factor. The bill proposed allowing 9 cities to extend alcohol sales by 2 hours. The proposed cities included San Francisco, Los Angeles, Oakland, and Sacramento. In a survey reported on Bloomberg from Bankrate.com, it was found the lowest income households spend a disproportionate amount of money on government-run lotteries. John Clements has more.
Almost 3 in 10 Americans in the lowest income bracket play the lottery at least once a week. According to Chuck Bentley of Crown Financial, that amount adds up.
The average low-earning household in America is spending $412 annually to buy those tickets. That's about 2.5% of their take-home pay.
Bentley has a better idea for that money.
Put $412 a year aside, do that 3 times, and you'll be in the top 50% of savers in the United States.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.